You're listening to SBS News.
Once widespread across Europe several centuries ago, the continent's largest land mammal was hunted, and its numbers declined dramatically. After the First World War, the remaining population of the European bison, close cousins of the North American bison, was hunted out, leaving the species extinct in the wild and only surviving in captivity. Reintroduction efforts began in the 1950s. The Switzerland-based International Union for Conservation of Nature says the wild population more than tripled in the past 15 years. Its status has been improved from vulnerable to near threatened.
This is a positive change, and it is necessary to thank all of those who contributed to this result. At the same time, what we have to focus on is to make sure this doesn't change result in less effort to save the European bison, because it is said that the European bison will only be saved when their population reaches 10,000, which has not happened because there are only 8,500 of them.
It's a rare positive story in a period of grim news for conservationists. The Red List highlights the plight of over 35,000 species that are now threatened with extinction. Over 128,000 species have been assessed, including plants, animals, and fungi. The Conservation Union reports all the world's freshwater dolphins are now threatened with extinction. Craig Hilton Taylor is the head of the Red List unit within the union. He says dolphin numbers have been severely depleted by human activity, and the impact is being felt across species.
All of these things are down to human activities, whether it's direct hunting or fishing or harvesting of the species, to introducing invasive species, changing habitats to agriculture, urbanization, climate change. We're really seeing climate change coming through quite strongly this time around, with increasing frequency and intensity of fires in South Africa, Australia, California, warming of the oceans. That's having an impact now on lots of species. We're now starting to detect those trends. So the human footprint is everywhere.
The Red List breaks down threatened species into vulnerable, endangered, and critically endangered categories, the last involving those closest to extinction. Over 30 species have been declared extinct. And in Australia, drought conditions that led to wildfires across the continent last summer are attributed to conditions created by climate change. The World Wildlife Fund for Nature reported up to 3 billion animals were in the path of those blazes. The organisation's Australian Chief Executive, Dermot O'Gorman, says 60,000 koalas were killed, injured or displaced.
For a species that was already heavily impacted, this is a really disturbing number, and one that we're deeply concerned about. These numbers are really off the charts, and they drive home the unprecedented nature of the Australian bushfires that really require a massive response.
A year later, some are being returned to their habitat after months of rehabilitation, including 14 from one of Victoria's worst hit sites, Mallacoota. Zoos Victoria senior veterinarian, Dr. Leanne Wicker, said it was a time to heal after great tragedy.
There was a whole team effort to get them here, and so much, love, so much knowledge, experience, and the whole, our organisation, Zoos Victoria, Philip, so many different people, working together, and now here they are back, out of that devastating time in January. It's really lovely, isn't it, to bring life back to Mallacoota.
Earlier this month, the head of the United Nations challenged world leaders to make 2021 the year that humanity ends its war on nature and commits to a future free of planet warming, carbon pollution. The state of the planet is broken, said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
2020 is on track to be one of the three warmest years on record globally, even with the cooling effect of this year's La Niña. The recovery from the pandemic is an opportunity. We can see rays of hope in the form of a vaccine, but there is no vaccine for the planet. Nature needs a bailout. In overcoming the pandemic, we can also avert climate cataclysm and restore our planet.
Red List head Mr. Hilton Taylor says he's optimistic, with some countries taking action on the issue.
Hope is not completely lost. There's lots that we can do. We've seen countries committing to zero emission targets. There's a whole refocus on renewable energies and new technologies. And this also applies to species conservation. There is hope. We have these conservation success stories, okay, very few of them, but it shows that we know what to do if we've got the right tools and we can turn things around quite quickly. And nature is incredibly resilient.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.